بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the previous lessons in the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He spoke about the people of At-Taqwa. He said, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, it is guidance for the people of At-Taqwa. And then he mentioned some of the characteristics of the people of At-Taqwa. And then after this, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He spoke about the opposite of the people of the Taqwa, i.e. the people of Al-Kufr and Al-Nifaq. And He also mentioned some of the characteristics of the people of Al-Nifaq. And all of this was covered in the previous lessons. And in this lesson, bi-idhnillah, we'll start with ayah number 10 of Surah Al-Baqarah all the way to ayah number 19, bi-idhnillah. As usual, I'll recite first, inshallah, and then you recite after me together, and then maybe a few of you can recite the ayat, and I'll correct your recitation. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ
لَا
تُفْسِدُوا
فِي الْأَرْضِ
قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ ولكن لا يشعرون وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا
كما آمن الناس
قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة ضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين. So in this ayah, on these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He carries on speaking about the people of kufr and specifically the people of an-nifaq. And remember, we said that the difference between the kafir and the munafiq is the kafir, he openly shows his rejection of al-Islam. As for the munafiq, then he's somebody who hides kufr inside his heart and he shows Islam on the outside. And often they do this for particular maslaha when it comes to the dunya.
And for this reason, the munafiqun are worse than the kuffar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That the munafiqun, the people of nifaq, because their danger is more severe upon the Muslims, because what you can see from them, you think they are from you. Because of this, they are from the lowest pits of the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, if it is said to them, if it is said to the munafiqun, لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, do not cause corruption or mischief upon the earth. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. They will say, rather we are the ones who are rectifying the earth. We are the ones who are spreading goodness upon the earth. And the meaning of fasad here, the meaning of corruption or spoiling or mischief, is the corruption of sins and the corruption of al-kufr. So fasad is two types. There is fasad which is hissi, there is fasad which is physical corruption, meaning destroying buildings, destroying plants, throwing litter. All of this is from spoiling and corruption and spreading mischief. However, there is a corruption which is more severe, and that is spreading sins and misguidance and kufr and disobedience to Allah. And Allah calls this also fasad upon the earth. And the, as I mentioned, the fasad of the munafiqun was firstly in spreading their mischief and spreading their kufr and their sinning, and at the same time showing Islam to the Muslims, i.e. showing or pretending as if they are Muslims, and then thirdly, in secrecy, aiding the kuffar and supporting the kuffar against the Muslims. And then the munafiqun, on top of this, not only do they cause corruption upon the earth, then worse than this is they will say, قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. They say, we are the ones who are doing good upon the earth. We are the ones who are rectifying the earth. So the munafiqun, they combine between two evil things. Firstly, hiding their disbelief and spreading their disbelief and spreading their sinning. And secondly, pretending and claiming that they are the ones who are doing good and they are the ones who are rectifying. And there's a narration by Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri. It's a beautiful narration in which he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيَجْمَعُ بَيْنَ الْإِحْسَانِ وَالشَّفَقَةِ. That the believer, the true mu'min, he's somebody who combines between doing good deeds but at the same time fearing Allah. He does good deeds, but at the same time he fears that maybe my good deeds are not enough. Maybe my good deeds are not being accepted by Allah. He fears the punishment of Allah. وَأَمَّا الْمُنَافِقِ, and as for the munafiq, لَيَجْمَعُ بَيْنَ الْإِسَاءَةِ وَالْأَمَنِ. Then he combines between doing evil deeds and at the same time he feels safe from the punishment of Allah, or he feels confident in himself that Allah will not punish him. So arrogance, doing good deeds and then being arrogant about them, is not the way of the believers. The way of the mu'min is that you do good deeds but then you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you fear that maybe these good actions are not being accepted by Allah, and you always accuse yourself that maybe I'm lacking sincerity, I'm lacking ikhlas, maybe some nifaq is entering upon me, maybe some shirk will enter upon me, and so on and so forth. The only people who arrogantly feel confident that, oh, I'll never enter into shirk, or there's no nifaq, are the people of nifaq. So not only do they do evil deeds, but at the same time, they are confident or arrogant or bashful, and they don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the believer, we combine between bi'idhnillah, doing good deeds, but at the same time being humble, modest, and always fearing that our good deeds are not being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this causes us to do more good deeds and to do more good deeds. And a person who does a sin and he knows he is sinning is better than a person who does the sin and then he thinks that this isn't haram. So a person, for example, listens to music, may Allah save us, but then believes it is haram, and he knows he's doing a sin, and he knows that this is a weakness. He's far better than a person who listens to music, and then he says, no, but the Sharia allows us to listen to music. And that's where the real danger is. Why? Because the first one, he will make tawbah. If he has even an atom's weight of iman in his heart, he will make tawbah because he knows it is a sin. The problem with the second one is he will never make tawbah. Why? Because he actually believes it is halal. Or he believes that this is worship. We worship Allah through singing and music and so on and so forth. And for this reason, Allah mentions in this ayah specifically the munafiqun, that not only do they do their evil deeds and they spread their fasad, then at the same time they think it is good. They say, we are the ones who are doing islah upon the earth. So they show a falsehood, in they overturn the realities. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then replied to them and he brought back the reality. He said, "Ala innahum humul mufsidun." Rather, they are the ones who are spreading fasad upon the earth. And there is this fasad which the munafiqun spread, there's no greater fasad upon the earth than what they spread. I.e., al-kufr bi ayatillah. Firstly, they disbelieve in the ayat of Allah. And secondly, wasaddun an sabilillah. They prevent other people from the path of Allah. And then they deceive Allah, or they try to deceive Allah, and they try to deceive the awliya of Allah. And this was the first of their deceptions. The first of the deceptions of the munafiqun is that when Allah says to them, don't spread fasad upon the earth, they will say, we don't spread fasad upon the earth. We are the ones who are spreading goodness and rectification and making islah upon the earth. Allah said, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Rather, they are the ones who are spreading fasad, i.e. the fasad of kufr and the fasad of ma'siyah, but they don't understand, they don't perceive. And then the second thing, the second evil statement which the munafiqun they made was their speech against the sahaba, their speech against the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in the next ayah, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. If it is said to them, i.e. the munafiqun, have iman like the people have iman. The meaning of kama amana nas, the meaning of like the people have iman, i.e. the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this ayah here, it is a praise and a tazkiyah for the sahaba alayhim ridwanullah, because Allah talks about the munafiqun are the ones who oppose them, the munafiqun are the ones who speak bad about them. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. If it is said to them, have iman like the people have had iman, I like the sahaba have had iman, قَالُوا, they will say, أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. Shall we have iman like the foolish people have had iman? So they used to describe and insult the companions with as-safah, with stupidity and foolishness and other insults like this. And therefore, anybody who insults the companions, he has a resemblance to the munafiqun. If he isn't a kafir, then the least we can say is that he has a resemblance to the munafiqeen because of this ayah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. And why did the munafiqun, قَبَّحَهُمُ اللَّهِ, call the sahaba Sufaha? Because they thought that having iman, being a Muslim, this is backwardness, and that which they are upon, this is forward thinking, or this is being progressive. They thought that leaving the idols and showing animosity to the kuffar, this is all backwardness. And as for intellect and logic and being clever, then this is remaining upon al-kufr. And then Allah said, "Ala innahum humus sufaha." Rather, they, the munafiqun, and those who insult and speak against the sahaba and accuse them of backwardness, they are the ones who are foolish. Walakin la ya'lamun. However, they do not know. And also in this ayah, the author mentions there's a principle. He said, "Al-ibratu bil-awsaf wal-burhan la bid-da'awa al-mujarrada." That the proof of the claim isn't in the names that people give to each other. Rather, the proof is in the actual actions that people do. So look here. They used to claim and call the companions Sufaha. But Allah called them, they are the ones who are the Sufaha because of their actions. So people giving themselves names don't matter. Like for example, every single group now, they will call themselves Ahlu Sunnah. And just because you call yourself Ahlu Sunnah, or you call yourself lover of the Prophet, or you call yourself lover of the awliya, it does not mean you are so, just because of the name that you have given. Rather, it is the reality which counts. That do your actions back up your claim. For this reason, the author said, فَالْعِبْرَةُ بِالْأَوْصَافِ وَالْبُرْهَانِ لَا بِالدَّعَوَى الْمُجَرَّدَى. That the point here is behind your actual character and the reality and that which you are doing. It's not your mere claims and the claims and the names which you are giving yourselves. And then after this, Allah said, this is the third evil of the munafiqeen. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. That when they meet the people of Iman, they will say, we have believed. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. However, when they go back to themselves and they meet with each other, the shayateen, then they will say, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعْكُمْ. They will say, we are with you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. We were only joking or fooling or playing with the Sahaba. And here Allah again affirms that they say with their tongue that which is not in their heart. When they are with the believers, they will say, آمنا. They will say, we have believed. We are Muslims. We are mu'minun. However, that which is in their hearts is that when they meet each other and when they are in their secret, then they will say, we were only joking or mocking the people of Al-Iman. And note here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, and when they are alone, إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ, when they are with their shayateen. And this is an evidence that there are two types of shayateen. Shayateen al-jinn wa shayateen al-ins. Shayateen al-jinn is Iblis and his army. And the shayateen amongst mankind are the kuffar and the munafiqun. For this reason, Allah said, وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ, that when they are alone with their shayateen, i.e. their fellow kuffar and their fellow munafiqun, then they will say, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعْكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. We are really with you. We are just mocking and insulting them. And then Allah says, اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ. Rather, it is Allah who is mocking them. وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And He allows them to carry on in their oppression. And if you remember in the previous lessons, we said that one of the punishments of sinning is Allah allows people to sin more and more and more up until death suddenly comes to this person. And similarly, one of the rewards for doing goodness is that Allah allows you to do more good and more good, so your reward keeps increasing. And this was taken from the ayah, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. In their heart is already a disease of sinning and a disease of disbelief, and Allah increases them in their disbelief, allows them to keep disbelieving. And also sometimes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the people of kufr something of goodness in this dunya. And He does this, it is called istidrajan. I.e. He allows them and He allows them, keep enjoying the dunya, keep enjoying the dunya, up until the hour comes to them suddenly, and then they are punished for all of this sinning. So just because we find, for example, with the kuffar that they have more wealth than us, or their countries in a worldly sense are better than the countries of the Muslims, this isn't a proof for them. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the kuffar more from the dunya, so they carry on in their wandering and being lost, and then Allah will punish them. And all of this is an evidence against them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He describes Himself. He says, Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. That Allah, He mocks them. And Allah, He makes istihza of them. And in the Quran, there are certain sifat, there are certain attributes of Allah which we cannot give to Allah mutlaqan. Like we don't call Allah mustahzi, that Allah is a mocker of the people. Allah said, for example, in the Quran, yamkuruna wa yamkurullah. They plot and Allah also plots. But we don't say regarding Allah that He is a plotter. We don't give this name to Allah. These attributes or this khabar, this information, it can only be said or say attributed to Allah muqayyada. It has to be restricted. So what we say is that Allah plots against those who plot against Him. And Allah mocks those people who are mocking Him. But we don't say that Allah is a makir, Allah is mustahzi. These are not from the names of Allah. So there are some names of Allah which are sifat mutlaqa, which are attributes which we say unrestricted to Allah. Allah is Ar-Rahim, Allah is Ar-Rahman, Allah is Al-Ghafoor, like this, unrestricted. But then there are some attributes of Allah which are muqayyad, which are restricted. And those ayat, or those names, those attributes we give to Allah, like in the ayat. We don't say Allah mocks, we say Allah mocks those who mock Him. Allah plots against those who plot Him. Allah said in the Quran, for example, that when they forgot Allah, Allah forgets them. We don't say that Allah forgets. But we say, whoever Allah forgets, Allah also will forget. Meaning, leave alone and abandon that person. And these are called as-sifat al-muqayyada. So there are two types of sifat. There are two types of attribute. As-sifat al-mutlaqa, absolute, unrestricted attributes of Allah. Like ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim, al-Ghafoor, al-A'la, and so on and so forth. And then there are sifat muqayyada, sifat which are restricted. And we don't mention, we don't attribute to these to Allah in an in unrestricted manner. We keep them restricted. And Allah says here, He said, Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. That Allah, He is the one who mocks them and He allows them to carry on in their oppression. And as I mentioned, this is the punishment for their mocking. That when they mocked the believers, when they mocked the Sahaba, then Allah also mocks them. And then the second punishment is that Allah allows them to carry on in their oppression. Allah allows them to carry on in their sinning. And how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make istihza of them? In a number of ways. Firstly, He makes istihza of them by allowing them to think that that which they are upon is something which is good. This is mocking them. That they are upon kufr, they are upon misguidance, and they are rejecting the truth, even though the truth is being made clear to them. And because of them then mocking the companions and mocking the believers, Allah allows them to keep thinking that that which they are upon, it is something which is good and beautiful. And in reality, it is only something which is wretched and only a punishment upon them. And also, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also mock them because of the mocking of the believers. And then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَبُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ. That the munafiqun, they are those people who have exchanged misguidance for guidance. And Allah used in this ayah, اشْتَرَوا. And in Arabic, the meaning of اشْتَرَى is to buy and sell. And then He said, فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ. And that their tijara, their trade, their buying and selling, their exchanging, it had no ribh. It has no profit in it. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. And neither were they upon misguidance. And here the author, he says that these people, the munafiqun, they desired misguidance, and they treated misguidance as merchandise which you buy. And they didn't want guidance, and they treated guidance like money which you give. And just as you exchange money for merchandise, this is what they did. They exchanged the guidance which they could see around them for the misguidance which they wanted. And the author, he gives two very easy examples for all of us to understand. He says that if a person exchanged one gold coin for a silver coin, would we not say regarding this person that you've lost out a big deal? 10 grams of gold for 10 grams of silver you're exchanging? So the author says, وَإِذَا كَانَ مَنْ يَبْذُلُ دِينَارًا فِي مَقَابَلَةِ دِرْهَمْ خَاسِرًا. That if a person who exchanged one gold coin for a silver coin, we would say that he's khasir, somebody who has lost. فَكَيْفَ مَنْ بَذَلَ جَوْهَرَةً وَأَخَذَ عَنْهَا دِرْهَمًا. Then even more so, a person who exchanged, for example, an expensive jewel for a gold coin, we would also say he is also lost. He said, فَكَيْفَ مَنْ بَذَّلَ الْهُدَى بِالضَّلَالَ. Then how about somebody who has exchanged misguidance for guidance? If somebody exchanging a gold coin for a silver coin, we say that you've lost out. There's no profit in that which you have done. Then surely a person who exchanged misguidance for guidance or guidance for misguidance, then he has lost out even more. Why? Because he has exchanged small benefit from this dunya for the loss of the akhirah. And for this reason, a person should use his dunya to invest in the akhirah, not waste his akhirah because of a small benefit from the dunya. And this is the way of the people of nifaq, that they're willing to lose their akhirah even though they can see the guidance around them. Why? For some small benefit from the dunya. And Allah said, وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ, that they were not upon any guidance. And we'll suffice, inshallah, this lesson to this. And next lesson, inshallah, we'll also go through some of the things that Allah mentions about the munafiqun. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.